You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Monday, 10th day of June, 2019. You know, sometimes doing radio, folks, is a hard thing to do because of the subject matter you have to cover, bringing bad news of people's deaths. And if my friend Mr. Barden is listening to the program over in jolly old England, we are going to do, as you suggested, put up a memorial for Anita Whitney. Thank you. We're still trying to, Steve Elkins is making calls trying to find out the who, what, where, and why. More background and detail on this, but that's all we have. Anita Whitney passed away Friday or Saturday. We don't know exactly what day. But she told me, I had a phone conversation with her a couple of weeks ago, and she told me she had pancreatic cancer, and at stage 3, just had her 70th birthday. And she didn't make it. And being the super patriot that she was, she told me, she said, you know, if I'm feeling better, if you need me to sub for your program, I'll be happy to do that. The thoughts of what she was doing, and she knew the importance of what she was doing. It didn't, PJ just texted me a message, says, thank you for that. No, thank you, PJ, I appreciate it very much. And since we're talking about death and destruction here, might as well go the full gamut if you're not depressed out there in radio land enough already. Suicides among active military personnel assigned to the U.S. Special Operations Command tripled in 2018 in a disturbing yet unexplained spike. Now, this is a CNN story. Special Operations Unit saw 22 deaths by suicide in 2018, almost triple the 8 cases seen in 2017. But understand, nowhere in the body of the story does it talk about our service members killing themselves, I think, on the rate of 20 a day. They're just picking SOCOM and Special Operations Group. SOCOM, as it's known, the Unified Combatant Command, charged with overseeing the various special operations components of the Army, Marine Corps, Navy, and Air Force that take on counterterrorism and other specialized missions. Based in Tampa, Florida, the command includes some of the military's most highly trained and effective fighting forces, including Army's Delta Force and Navy SEALs Team 6. Now, while sudden spikes in suicide rates have been noted in both the military and civilian populations, military officials who spoke to CNN said what has happened at SOCOM is striking. The surge in SOCOM suicides come as the Marine Corps and the Navy are experiencing 10-year highs in the number of suicide deaths. Now, I will not bother with the rest of this story because it's just a lot of tripe about what the military people, their reaction to this is. And they're all no-necking and palms up going, oh, we don't know. Oh, this is disturbing. But you notice they haven't been talking about the 20-plus deaths a day by way of suicide that has been going on every day, day in and day out, with our service members. Oh, we're just talking about, oh, it's increased here. 22 deaths by suicide, in 20, almost triple the 8 cases seen in 2017. But what about the rest of them, these people? Not just special forces. What about the rest of the military members who have been committing suicide at an astronomical rate? We don't talk about that, do we? CNN doesn't talk about that, do they? Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey there, John.
Yeah.
The previous article regarding the child sexual predators, and then I do have a comment about the suicide. I suspect the perpetrators are like Scott Israel, a member of the local Shabbat Moose Lodge, and being members of God's chosen tribe. By the way, Lord God and God is actually original titles for Hasatan, Satan, according to scripture scholars, whom I have corroborated as being legitimate. So Lord God, God, yada, yada. When I say God damn, I'm damning Hasatan, Satan, according to scripture scholars. So when I say God's chosen, I'm actually saying Satan's chosen. And text Mars did several masterful scholarly treatises, one of which is called Holy Serpent of the Jews, in which he cites prominent Shabbat Lubavitch rabbis who brazenly declare our God is Satan, Lucifer. And one of their symbols is what they call Oris Boris. It's bizarre. Oh, and by the way, there's a brilliant molecular geneticist by the name of Aaron L. Hayek. And I originally stumbled upon that on YouTube with Tex Mars DNA Science. That's one of his scholarly treatises. See, when I'm accused of being an anti-Semite, I always come back and say, no, I correct the record. I'm an anti-Semanite. And that's directing attention to the Talmud, the 20-volume encyclopedia of Talmudic Judaic law, in which one of their core doctrinal principal tenets is Goyim Gentiles, be it male or female, starting at 3 years of age, are readily available sexual targets for the good old rabbis and, you know, people like Harvey Schweinskumstein from Hollywood land. You know, that's just how it is. And Michael Hoffman clearly elucidates this in his presentation, Judaism's Strange Gods. It's a solo presentation, 1 hour. He goes into in-depth all of the most crucial, fundamental evidentiary proof on what I just said. Okay, so they're authorized, Sir John. They're authorized.
Why do you keep calling me Sir John? I wish you would stop. Fred, you get cutesy, But now you're calling me Sir John as if I've been knighted by the Queen. Why are you doing this?
No, it's just a commendation. I'm sorry.
Well, don't, because it's not commendable to me. I don't want to be knighted anything from the Queen of Nothing.
I wasn't thinking of being knighted by the Queen. Okay?
Well, that's usually how you get your sir. You got Sir Paul McCartney now. You got Sir this, Sir Elton John.
No.
You know?
No, when I was in the military, I didn't refer to my commanding officers as a knight. I thought of them as a superior.
Yeah, but you didn't walk around calling them, if the captain's name was Smith, you didn't call him Sir Smith. You called him Sir or Captain. At any rate, Fred, I'm not in the mood today for cutesy, but continue with what you wanted to say. Go ahead.
So anyway, All right, so the sexual predator thing, that has to be addressed head on for sure. But they get special treatment because of the fact that they are members of that special supremacist racist group, God's chosen.
See, most people, Fred, when you mention that it's okay to use the goyim, male or female, as a sexual object at the age of 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. When people hear that, they go, well, that's ludicrous. That can't be right. But it is. See, and when they talk about, well, we've got to stop the hate speech and all this anti-Semitism, I would like to find somebody that reads Hebrew, and I'd like them to read that entire 20-volume set of the Talmud.
Yeah.
You know,
right? Well, John, the fact is, they have a standing order that any Hebrew that dares to instruct from the Talmud to a Gentile is to be killed. All right. Now, the suicides, it is known that those who complain about whatever because they have a conscience, they will be normally automatically put onto SSRIs. And what do you want to bet? I would bet my last and dime they're put on a max dose that's going to induce suicidal behavior. And so there's that natural proclivity once they're on the pharmaceutical SSRIs to do that. Also, it is possible that just like Pat Tillman, who was chronicling what he witnessed in Afghanistan being the opium, heroin, poppy fields, and next thing, a few days later, from like 30 meters, he's got three bullet holes in his forehead, and then the military pathology report is squelched by executive order from George W. Skull and Bones Bushman.
Yeah, and you know what? The thought struck me as I was reading this story by CNN of, there's been 3 times the amount of suicides this year versus 2018 or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, how many of these are Pat Tillman cases that people were involved in special ops and they might have said to a confidant or somebody, their superiors might have gotten word that particular individual was grousing about the fact of what they've been involved in and what they've been told to do. And, let's set an example among the rank and file out there that if you're disgruntled and you want to open up your mouth, this is what happens to you. There's always that possibility as well.
And then you got entities like Eric Prince. I saw a couple presentations where he was interviewed by Al Jazeera over at Cambridge U, and another one. This guy, talk about a menace to freedom-loving, liberty-minded people.
And Fred, look who were the regulars to his little sexual getaway place. All the big names in politics, isn't there?
Yeah. Are you intimating that he provides security for Jeffrey Epstein's?
No, I'm just saying that it's the same crowd. It's the same kind of Epstein crowd out there that they got the goods on each other. See, I mean, you folks think about this. You know, these gang-related shootings. You know, what in a gang-related shooting, what are the cops looking at? Motive, means, and opportunity.
Well, but the motive. What's the motive? We got a dead body someplace in L.A. or Cleveland or Philadelphia or Miami or whatever, and we just don't know the reason why this person was killed. When we know that gang activity, in order to be initiated, so they have blackmailable material on you, you've got to go out there and randomly pick Joe Schmo off the street and just off them. So,
and John, you know, John, there was this guy, Michael Rupert, who was an L.A. cop, and I think Vice also, and his, both of his parents were CIA agents, and he refused to go into the CIA, but he ultimately proved that CIA Mossad was smuggling all the drugs into L.A., and they were the ones who created and funded and equipped the gang members, and he brought it to CIA Director Deutsch at a public hearing.
Right.
And Deutsch was, you know, in a meltdown, okay, a psychologic meltdown. This guy, Rupert, wrote a book, Crossing the Rubicon, and on YouTube, there's a presentation that he does with a Jewish woman. It's called Media Mayhem on 9/11. And it was the Mossad CIA via Cheney and Rumsfeld that took total control of all the air traffic control communications, as well as NORAD, which is why none of the jets were summoned to respond until like 20 minutes after the events. So it's totally almost unbelievably bizarre, but the Rupert died an untimely death, just like Gary Webb, Dark Alliance.
Yep.
He proved what Michael Rupert was into.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
All right. And hey, Fred, we could go on like this for the next half hour, but I've got to cut you off. We've got other callers. I've got other stories I've got to get to, but I appreciate you calling in. And for God's sakes, no more of this Sir John stuff, okay?
Well, peace be with you, man.
All right. Thanks, Fred. Sovereign Man, you're up next.
Hey, you're a dog.
Yeah, we got one barking in the background.
It's not Ken's dog, is it?
What's on your mind, Sovereign Man?
In reference to the gang, you know, the policy enforcer. Yeah, they before they come out of the academy, they're issued a letter of mark. I don't know if you know about that. And once they're out on the street, they actually any quote unquote crimes that they may incur, they have what they call what's known as garrity. And that's what you're saying, where, you know, they get slapped on the wrist, they get moved to another another agency, so to speak. You know, same thing with the priest within the Roman Catholic Church. You know, they get caught and they go to another archdiocese. And they always move them around. So they're out there, you know, performing their job of creating chaos and fracturing people's minds.
Sovereign Man, I've got to apologize. I had my stuff muted here. I'm trying to get the individual out of the building that's causing the dogs to bark. My apologies.
That's fine, John. All right. I don't know if you heard anything that
I didn't hear a thing you had to say, Sovereign Man. Okay, I apologize.
I'll repeat if you
get go ahead.
The house under control. Okay. Before those policy enforcers come out of the academy, they get issued what's known as a letter of mark. Okay, they essentially are privateers or pirates on the high seas of commerce. And they can do virtually anything they want as long as the crown or the, you know, the corporation gets their cut.
Yeah.
And, you know, after they commit these crimes, they have what's called garrity. And therefore, you see, either they don't get charged, or they, you know, they get moved to another agency somewhere else. You know, and to keep.
All right, hey, look, Sovereign Man, I got to let you go. We've got to do a break here, and my board op is not present. Thanks for your call. Yeah, we'll be right back, folks.
All right, John.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down.
Shit.
Vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission.
Do me a favor, don't bring the dogs in for a while. I don't think we're allowed to have dogs in the building.
Knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become,
and here's the story about the dogs being in
here. In the world, and you are. I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Today is not the day for these kind of interruptions. I'm telling you. Chance in West Virginia, you're up next. Hello, Chance.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Wow, what an incredibly heartbreaking hour and a half it's been with the news.
Yeah.
John. And you know, as fate would have it, I lost a loved one this weekend also out of state. So it's been like doubly hard. But, you know, life goes on. But,
well, and you know what, our chance, I've been thinking, you know, a lot of people have quiet desperation. They suffer through this thing called life. They never do what they imagine themselves doing. They never achieve any goals that they had set for themselves. And they shuffle off this mortal coil, and that's it. But then there are people that dedicate themselves to help other people by way of education, like we do with this network. And when somebody that's involved directly with this network passes on, it's doubly hard. But the issue of death is not very far from the door ever.
As
you know.
Yeah, I was at death's door 14 years ago. And what I recall was regrets, things that I haven't done.
Yep.
That was what was on my mind. But, you know, change the subject now. I want to ask everybody this. Remember, drain the swamp. That's question number one. Number two, how long has it been? Has anybody been convicted, indicted? You know, as long as nobody is, you can look forward to more people committing suicide by backing into daggers 40 times. This will go on continuously. And as far as the children, that story was really heartbreaking. That really tore me apart. And you know, it's not your local Chester the molester that lives in a run-down one-bedroom trailer. Otherwise, most of these poor children would be home by now. This is apparently a network that's well-protected, and it breaks my heart to hear these stories, but thank God you're telling them. Nobody else is touching this. It's a crying shame. Apparently, they mean business now. They want people out of the picture. And these are people who need to be out of the picture quick. As for us, they'll kill us slowly. But John, keep up the good work. Keep telling the truth. And, you know, I'm going to get you out another donation also soon again, because we need your network. It's apparent.
Now more than ever, and if for no other reason than to watch the attrition that has happened to other networks can't seeming to find their way through as to why they're actually in existence, and I won't name you the network. You can pretty much figure that out for yourself.
Yeah, I know.
And it's all gone by the wayside. We are still here. Now we're getting harassed by secretaries from adjoining businesses, and in the middle of a damn radio program. I'm out there and I'm listening to this woman babble on about, well, you know, it's noisy over there, and she's reading me the riot act. She looks down at me at my shoes and says, oh, by the way, nice shoes. Sam's standing right next to me. Wow. I'm looking at her, and I'm looking at Sam. I'm going, who is this woman? I looked at her. I said, who are you? And she's stammering and yammering, and I said, look. I said, you're beating on the door. Dogs are barking, and I said, I'm trying to do live radio here. I said, you do know you're next to a radio network, and we're in operation many hours during the day, even before you show up for your cushy little job. It's been a challenge today. Just to do a prayer.
Makes me wonder if it's an organized psyop.
No, it's not. These are the latest versions of the snowflakes that have fallen in Texas.
Wow, John. Well, folks better wake up, because things are not going to get any better. This swamp has not been drained, and people can keep making excuses. Well, his hands are tied, he won't do this. I don't buy this no more.
Okay. Who are you referencing in particular?
Trump.
Okay.
Trump.
Chance, hold on a second. Just hold on. You're President Donald J. Trump. You're sitting in the Oval Office. You're seeing what's going on. People are whispering in your ears. You've already had frontal attacks. They're willing and able to do anything to try to rip you out of that office. Do you think that this man has not yet been threatened? And if he hasn't been threatened yet, don't you think he has a pretty good idea?
I'm sure he has.
Okay.
I'm sure he has, but it's time for him to make a stand somehow and put the country first at any cost.
Okay, well, I don't think that's in Donald Trump's lexicon. He's a business guy. He makes deals. That's what he does. And anybody looking for Donald Trump to be other than that, if he rips open a shirt, I don't think you're going to see a big S on his shirt. The one good thing that we can say is at least Billary is not in office. At least that's a good thing. But I'm not – look – there are times to do things, and there's times not to do things. I don't know that he's not going to open up an indictment against Hillary Clinton, the foundation, and leading to Bill, and how many other corrupt politicians. I don't know that he is or he isn't.
He better quit.
He better? No, I'm with you there, Chance. All right, we've got to go to break. Thanks for your call, and sorry about hearing relatives passing their chance.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Probably not going to have time to get around to this news story, which it's monumentally important. You can go to our website and read about this. This has to do with Project Veritas. And there was a Teeter versus Veritas trial in which, and this is eerily similar to other circumstance we have been made aware of, namely AJ down here, Sandy Hook, people, oh, well, you know, we had people that were calling us and harassing us. Well, it wasn't Alex Jones who was doing it. Not even sure it was any of his listeners. It might have been a perfect opportunity for some kind of psyops and legal action. We do not know, but be that as it may, very similar to this Teeter and Veritas. He was reporting on issues such as baby parts abortion selling off, sending in underground, if you will, reporters to get information. Well, he was being sued by two individuals, and the federal judge that was actually appointed by Bush shut this case down and shut it down fast. great. Now we get Amber Alerts on our telephones. Super. Make a long story short here. The judge just absolutely went after this defense and said, I don't know what you think that you're doing here, but Project Veritas was doing their job as a journalist organization, garnering facts. And if you had a problem with Veritas, why did you go after Veritas? Why did you go after Veritas and not the people making strange accusations? At any rate, we'll bring you more in this, because this is a landmark. This is a landmark decision on journalists, as we were witnessing not only in this country but worldwide. They're the targets. Why? Because they're journalists. They're bringing up uncomfortable things that their government is doing, people involved with government, all the nasty little deeds that we don't even know a tithe of what's been going on, just enough to know that things are really rotten in Denmark. So, tomorrow, I've got Harley Schlanger with me, and then Wednesday, I've got Jane Lesko-Eden. She is president of Eagle Forum in the state of Idaho. I'll be bringing her up with all the bad news that they're going to be propagandizing our little children with through the National Education Association and our public fool system. These clowns are not done. Art, you're up next. Hello, Art. Hello, Art.
Hey, John, how's it going? I was just real quick, one comment, then I'll get on with it. In the Talmud, it says that it's okay to have sex with a child up to the age of 3 years and one day, because up until that point, the virginity can grow back. That's in the Talmud. So that's what you were talking about earlier.
Wow.
And with regards to this, you know, this is really disturbing, because I was watching a video earlier today on Canada Vice, and they were showing what they were calling the future of drag queens. And these were 7, 8, 9-year-old children, little boys dressing up and doing drag shows.
I know.
And looking at this, and I'm thinking to myself, this is the future of mankind. What the hell? And then I'm hearing you talk about the Alabama, I guess it's Alabama that's going to do the chemical castration before being released.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, John, I have been advocating for this for so many years. And I get people, Democrats, conservative, people in the middle, telling me I'm barbaric because I believe that if you molest a child, I don't care if you're man or woman, you should lose your ability to have sex. And I don't care if that's by castration or by suturing you shut. But, you know, people tell me that's sick and barbaric. And I take and you know, these are people that claim to be Old Testament revival kind of, you know, believers. And I'm like, wait a minute. Go back and read your doctrine here. Because it says clearly, eye for an eye. It says cut the hand off the thief. It says kill the killer. It says to do these things, but yet you want to call it inhumane to do it? And as you pointed out, John, and I am so glad that you brought this up, is it not inhumane to do this to children? And I'm speaking, and you've heard me say this before on your broadcast, I'm speaking as someone who was molested for 4 years as a child. So I'm speaking from experience. I'm 56 years old, and I carry those scars today. That is why I'm such an advocate for capital punishment. I believe it wholeheartedly, and I will not be happy until we have it. And thank you, Alabama. Now let's see if Georgia and other states can follow suit.
All right, Art. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much.
Have a great one, man.
It's a heck of an admission to make, isn't it? You know, how many priests throughout how many generations in this country? Think about this. Takes a lot of courage, Art, to publicly admit that. I thank you for that. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Hi, John. This, in my opinion, is one of your one of them, but one of your most extraordinary shows. And there's a laughing of one of the hosts, Father, and I'm not going to mention that when I talk to him because everybody is going to be saying their condolences. I just don't want to make it tough on the guy whom I do love. RBN is so important. And you know that you and I have had our differences. But by golly, when my check comes in from the Social Security Wednesday, I'm going to send in $100. And if I don't mail it in then on that day, and if I don't do it, get it done, I'm a damn liar. Okay. With all that being said, and you say that, and it's a fact, and in a lot of cases, that I hang up and no chance for rebuttal. Well, I'm not going to do that today. I want some rebuttal. And I want to tell you where I'm coming from and the reasons for it.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask you this question first. What church has the most child molesters and pedophiles? What church?
I would say the Roman Catholic Church.
That's exactly true. Why would anybody, I mean, the only way, whether you're a Bible believer or a Bible thumper, and we've got plenty of Bible thumpers, which in my jargon, my terms, that's a derogatory remark. But the only way, whether you believe it or not, is through Christ. No man on earth can forgive your sins. That's the Antichrist. We can forgive each other, and I've given you a ration at times. And I hope you forgive me. I know you kind of got on my case a few times, and I really hope you would. I sincerely mean it. I hope you would forgive me.
Fred, if I didn't, you wouldn't be talking to me right now. You wouldn't be on my callers list.
Okay, John, I'm gonna try to make it as brief as I can. But if my phone went dead or whatever, it would just screw everything up. Everybody get the wrong impression. All right, I hate political Israel. I hate the nation of Israel. The nation. Okay, with that being said, I consider myself an Israelite because I've been grafted in. And when Abraham said through his seed, singular, all nations and tongues and peoples will be blessed. So that covers everybody through his seed, and his seed was Jesus Christ. Okay, in my youth, I have blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm half Dutch and half English. So I am a Goyan. I am a Gentile. But I believe myself to be grafted in through Abrahamic law, through the seed, that I'm an Israelite. And, John, the people should read the Jesuit indoctrination. We hear about the Talmud forever and ever and ever. Whether that's true or not, the Pharisees and the scribes of the Jewish nation today, if it isn't written down, they're living by it. So I am not standing up for the state of Israel. But I sure as hell am not standing up for the beast church.
Do you know, pedophile. Fred, I've heard a lot of people say that, well, we're getting what we deserve in this country. This is God's wrath. You know what I think it is? I think it's exactly the opposite. I don't think God has anything to do with it. I think what he's waiting for is the good Christians to start taking action. Show something to God that you actually care. Forget words. How about actions? Words are cheap.
You said a whole mouthful, and I've been trying in my awkward and my inarticulate way to get the word out. And then in the actions, I'm trying to do it in my own life.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, my friend, I'm having a hell of a time because that anger comes up, and I get mad. And when you get mad, you lose your reasoning.
That's right.
And this. And incidentally, I do not, absolutely do not hate Catholics. Not at all. I couldn't be a Christian, and I'm trying. I'm worried about my own salvation, but I'm trying. How in the hell could I hate Christians if I am sincerely trying and praying to be a Christian?
Well, Fred, here's another thing to think about, and I thank you very much for your call. You used to not be this wordy. You used to call into the program, you'd have one or two liners, and that would be it. And you're right, you wouldn't wait around for rebuttal. And I don't, with your statements, I don't think there was anything to rebut, but I appreciate your sentiments. Look, here's one for you. What I'm starting to learn and figure out, that even Jews, and I'm talking about political Zionists here, we're talking about people that want to worship, want to be left alone, do not want to take any derogatory or direct action against anybody that's non-Jewish, just want to live a quiet life in Israel, that there is a political war going on in Israel right now. There are people in Israel that are looking at what is being done in their name, and they are not happy. They are not happy campers at all. They will not fly the flag of David. They don't. Netanyahu is to them the devil. They know that they have problems politically in that country, as well as we have problems with the politics in this country, and as we've seen and reported on many other nations around the earth. So I cannot tell you I hate Jews. I can tell you that this bastardization of Judaism by way of the Zionist, you know, these were subjects that let the Jews, as I once told Kelly Nelson, oh, you better quit talking about the Jews, you know, you're just a little white Christian boy, they'll come and crush you. Okay, fine, why don't you, as a Jew, why don't you go do something and clean your own house? Don't leave it up to me. Sound advice. Now go to work. I cannot sit in judgment of another man. Only God can do that. I can tell you what the man, and I can offer you my opinion. But the one thing that slips into people's hearts and they don't get it, that hate will destroy what you are. And if you're looking for redemption, get the hate out of your heart. Because I don't think God has any countenance for hate. And I thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hello.
The The part about cleaning one's own house is well said. I'd like to talk about Al for a second. You know, there's nothing stranger than talking to somebody from afar and then knowing that you won't be able to talk to them no more, at least not in the conventional sense anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all vessels, and I think the best thing that we can do to keep people alive is to keep them inside your head. And maybe even have a conversation with them once in a while. Again, not in the conventional sense, but just the thought of them.
Yeah, and it's never a two-sided conversation, is it?
Well, you can imagine it to be.
Yeah.
Now, it's, I've only experienced this in the last 16 years with three people, including my mom. Well, my dad, actually a couple others, friends. And it is a very strange feeling. I don't know how to describe it.
How do you, Ken, you've never been this wistful, or should I say mysterious. What exactly are you talking about?
Well, it's just like a kind of, it's kind of hard to explain. It's kind of like an emptiness or something. It's like something's been taken away from you.
Oh.
Which, I mean, I guess it's pretty obvious. It's just the feeling that it invokes.
Well, and that happens a lot in people's lives, and there's generally something to fill that void. What the scary thing is when there's nothing to fill that void. And I think that's what you're starting to describe here. Is, yeah, we all got a hole in our heart here, but you know what? Things are not getting any better. There doesn't seem to be any justice. There doesn't seem to be any fairness. There doesn't seem to be clear thinking, objective. You know, there doesn't seem to be people with ethics or morality or anything else. It's just this churning urn of burning, rolling funk that's destroying all.
Hmm. Well, it's just that before RBN and maybe just one other network, I never really called into any radio stations before, networks or, in this fashion before. I was never that much of a... Never interested in it.
A participator?
You know, you get to know somebody's people after a while, and they become, you consider them to be your friends.
And a lot of people don't understand that. You know, it's funny you should mention that, Ken, because yesterday I got an email from somebody that's making a comment on something that has something to do with the network. Now, in their mind, they're thinking it, and they're sending it to me thinking that I know exactly what they're talking about, and I don't know. And with this type, and I hope this is true for myself, I cannot speak for other hosts. They have to speak for themselves on this subject. You know, I don't put on an actor's face when I get behind this microphone. I don't put on a shtick when I get behind this microphone. As you hear me live on the air, is the exact same way I am in everyday life 24/7. And I think people...
And I appreciate that.
And then I thank you, Ken. And I think people, they pick up on that. They know that in their hearts. Now, on the other hand, you've listened to me for I don't know how long, but I listen to you and I only hear you in 1 or 2 minute blips and blurbs, and then you're gone.
Mm.
Over a period of time, I will get to know you a little bit better and your thinkings and, you know, all that. You know, in other words, a talk show host, when they have repeated callers, they pretty much know not necessarily what the subject matter is going to be that they're going to bring up, but they know what they're going to do and how they're going to approach whatever they want to bring up. You kind of get that feel. But people, and people do not understand this, that you know us, you know me, because you've listened to me for hours on end. God love you for doing it. But, you know, the hosts do not know the listeners out there. And there's not that same two-way street, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one more question about the suicides before I go? Has anybody ever studied the demographic of who's dying in all of these groups of suicides? Is it any particular people?
Yeah.
Race-wise?
Well, race-wise?
Like, is it the MS-13 that we're pulling in to fill the ranks up like the ancient Roman Empire did?
That, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, we're using gangbangers now and putting them in military uniform, and once they get out, what do you think these people are going to have the penchant for doing? What do you think their limits are going to be? I would direct your attention to that story, Another Cluster of Mysterious Deaths, the Arkansas judge seals police records. Go to the website. It's the second story down. Read that story because there's all kinds of links in there. And this is why we're here, folks. It's just not what we're talking about, but it also goes deeper, and links are provided. If you want to dive down those rabbit holes to garner some more fact, that's fine. But, you know, Ken, go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Read that story that I did on air, and it's got all kinds of links that people are tracking and tracing all this stuff.
I mean, don't you find it astonishing that with all of these disappearances, accidents, you know, ice bullets in the top of the head, all kinds of strange stuff, that not one hit man has ever, or hit woman has ever been caught?
Strange,
I mean,
isn't it?
What, you know, we could joke, even among my people, it's kind of rare.
Well, and I'll tell you something, it's rather fascinating to me that I'm still here, myself. I've got a little shield of protection around me. I don't know where it's coming from, but thank you.
Don't ask.
Yeah.
Good night.
All right. Ken, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Murr in Wisconsin. Hello, Murr.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Thank you for coddling all of us.
Well, I don't know if it's like so much coddling. It's just recognizing that there are human beings.
Yes. And each of us are. It doesn't matter what professed religion. You know, Christ didn't want to let anybody go. You know, he wanted everybody to repent and recognize and love each other. And, you know, I sent you some emails, something you're not hearing about the rabbis, similar to some of the priests. And I'd really like to transmit what I'm seeing across rolling green pastures here and leaves and the freshly sheared sheep across the way. I can't tell they're sheared from here, but I know they just were. And the shadows are growing longer. And I think we all need more of that. But, John, Sovereign Man said, praying a hedge of protection around you. We all are. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you for your sentiments. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Mer. All right. Folks, I appreciate the kind words and the sentiments. The only thing that I can ask you is to support this network so we can continue to do what we do. It's as simple as that. I can add a bunch of other words to it. You prefer that? Or just the simple, plain fact is we need your financial support to continue our mission here. We're the one outfit that's been charged with a mission that never gets resupplied with the ammunition the way it should. And I'll leave it with that. I thank you very much for being here. Back tomorrow with Harley Schlanger. And again, on Wednesday, be there for Jane. Let's go, Eden.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.